Welcome back. Well, Moody's has revised South Africa's outlook to negative from stable, while affirming the country's rating level at Baa3. The move cheered the market with an initial rally in the rand, but looking at the detail of the Moody's report, it shows that a lot of work lies ahead for South Africa if it's going to avoid a downgrade. And joining me to dig into that detail is Jones Gondo from Nedbank CIB. Jones, thanks so much for your time today. So you've looked at the Moody's report in quite a bit of detail. So we're going to start off by looking at the scorecard specifically. It's not a surprise that the fiscal score was lowered given the midterm budget that was presented, but what was surprising for you was the change in the event risk score, right?
That's correct. The change in the fiscal score was, I guess, the biggest surprise that came out of the MTBPS translating directly onto their scorecard. But I think the main point to highlight is the last time South Africa had a negative outlook was just before the ANC elective conference. And there, the trigger for a downgrade was really looking at political risk, which is part of the event risk score. And they've revisited that and brought it back, saying that basically our political dynamics are a stumbling block to reform.
The score for economic risk was also reduced to moderate plus. What's your assessment of why Moody's made this change?
So in the scorecard, they changed some of the growth dynamics subscores, which gives the model indicative score of moderate plus. The actual score itself that they opine on didn't move, but I think the key issue to highlight there is that GDP is the denominator for our fiscal score. And so essentially, with a low growth trajectory, our fiscal scores continue to deteriorate. So that would be, for example, a debt to GDP ratio, where even if debt is flat, if the GDP is starting to shrink, we're still in a worse off position.
Okay, so that's the very nitty-gritty of the Moody's report. If you look at that and what it suggests about Moody's and what they're viewing the situation in South Africa as right now, do you think that a downgrade is inevitable?
I think at the current trajectory and what was presented at the MTBPS, a downgrade is inevitable without some critical changes, particularly in trying to change the direction of the debt or instigating some sort of reforms that can stimulate growth and confidence. But I think the main takeaway from it is that there's very limited time in which to make some very big and positive decisions.
You talk about the timing there. We do only have, I guess, about 3 months before the main budget, and then those plans that were missing from the midterm need to be shown in our main budget. It is a very short space of time to do that, so I guess it's going to come down to political will to do that. How are you rating government's will to actually make the changes that need to be made?
Well, I think just listening to what the president has been saying at the investment conference, that the political will from government and his administration is there. But I think there are other political dynamics within the ruling party. As we saw that the Minister of Finance blueprint met a lot of resistance, but it is a plan that if implemented can stabilize debt and put the country on a better growth trajectory. I think if we also just think about what National Treasury had put out as guidance was expenditure cuts, and they didn't manage to get to a point of resolution to actually implement those. So I think what Moody's is really telling the government is that had you implemented those things, we wouldn't be where we are now in terms of an outlook change.
Absolutely. But some are suggesting that if we do get to it and there is a downgrade, it wouldn't necessarily be the worst thing, because it could be a big wake-up call for government to get the ship in order. Where do you stand on that? How dire would a downgrade be if it were to come?
I think it will hit confidence in the local economy quite severely. But in terms of looking at the way in which our bonds and currency look, the biggest risk there is that we'll be excluded from the World Government Bond Index, which would create some forced selling of those funds abroad that track South Africa in that index. But at the, on the other hand, there are other funds that only benchmark and not force sellers after a downgrade. And we believe that some of the movement in the rates could be attractive for more speculative or high yield funds. But that is not, that is cold comfort in my opinion, because what it does do in the end is it opens up South Africa to more volatility. So if we keep on scoring our own goals or not inducing confidence, we open to the whims and volatility of investors who may or may not continue to be bullish about South Africa.
Speaking to confidence and instilling confidence, S&P doesn't seem to be very confident in us today. They've said that there could be further downgrades for South Africa when it makes its next big decision on us, which is coming probably on the 22nd of November. What have you made of that commentary?
I think they were also quite surprised by National Treasury not making enough of an effort to arrest the debt trend. They knew that Eskom's debt was coming through bailout. Eskom was going to be needing extra bailouts in their forecasts. But what didn't happen to counter that was cuts in expenditure elsewhere. And that certainly triggers certain scores in their fiscal assessment of the country. For now, it will be we're looking at whether or not that would also result in an outlook change, given that their rating is already fairly low. It's a double B and the lowest compared to the other rating agencies at the moment.
Jones, we're unfortunately out of time, so we have to leave it there for this evening. Thanks so much for joining us. Jones Gondo is from Nedbank CIB.